Sarira with shyness. Nichina downward. Mukha face. Abhuvaha he so became. Translation. Being bound by the ropes of Varuna, Bali Maharaj could not offer befitting respect to Prahlad Maharaj as he had before. Rather, he simply offered respectful obeisances with his head, his eyes being inundated with tears, and his face lowered in shame. Please repeat. Being bound by the ropes of Varuna, Bali Maharaj could not offer befitting respect to Prahlad Maharaj as he had before. Rather, he simply offered respectful obeisance with his head, his eyes being inundated with tears, and his face lowered in shame. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since Bali Maharaj had been arrested by Lord Vamanadev, he was certainly to be considered an offender. Bali Maharaj seriously felt that he was an offender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Certainly, Prahlad Maharaj would not like this. Therefore, Bali Maharaj was ashamed and hung his head. Om Agyanata Mandasya Gnanyaran Shlakaya Chakshuran Manatamyena Tasmaya Sri Yurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhastam Svapatamyena Bhutale Swayam Rup Gadamayam Dadat Svaparandikam. So Bali Maharaj is one of the Mahajans, as we know, and he is manifesting the symptoms of a real devotee, being feeling an offender, feeling very ashamed of himself, and having a very humble sort of mood, and being embarrassed that his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, would see him as an offender. He hung his head in shame. So this is proof of his authenticity as a great devotee, that he felt ashamed of the things he'd done wrong, he felt embarrassed, and he couldn't look his grandfather in the face. This is a very important instruction to every devotee, that even one of the Mahajans is showing us how to feel ashamed and how to feel embarrassed. And this mood is there in all the great devotees. Every great devotee has to have these particular qualities. We see these qualities are there in the six Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. They felt so embarrassed to go in front of Lord Chaitanya when Lord Chaitanya was with Balabhacharya, Balabhabhata. They wouldn't go near. They simply stayed at a distance. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy to see them like that. They approached him with clumps of grass in their mouth, and this is the proper mood to get Krishna's mercy. So this consciousness is there. There's a nice song. I was going to read the purport by Srila Prabhupada to a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Amara Jivan. The exact translation is, my life is always engaged in sinful activities without a trace of pious activities. I'm always inclined to give great anxiety and trouble to other living entities. For my personal sense gratification, I never reject any kind of sinful activity. I'm not at all merciful, and I see only to my personal interest. When others are suffering, I become very happy. I'm always speaking lies, and if someone is suffering, that is very pleasant to me. I have lots of material desires within my heart, and I am always angry and deceitful. I am captivated by subject matters of sense gratification, and I am almost crazy. My ornaments are malice and false pride. I'm conquered by sleep and laziness, and I'm always averse to pious activities, but I'm very enthusiastic to perform impious activities. I always cheat others for my prestige. I'm conquered by greed, and I'm always lusty. I'm so fallen, I have no association with devotees, and I'm always an offender. In my life, there is not a bit of auspicious activity, and my mind is always attracted by something mischievous. Therefore, at the fag end of my life, I've become almost an invalid because of all such sufferings. Srila Prabhupada says, oh, the last line. Now in my old age, with no alternative, I have by force become very humble and meek. Thus, Bhakti Vinod offers this sad statement of his life's activities at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Purple. Amara Jivana Sadapape Rata Nahiko Punyera Lesha. This is a song sung by Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Vaishnav humbleness. A Vaishnav is always meek and humble, so he is describing the life of the people in general, taking himself to be one of them. He says that my mind is always engaged in sinful activities, and if you try to find out, you will not find even a trace of pious activities, only sinful activities. And Perere Udvega Diyache Keyota Diyache Jivera Klesha. I'm always inclined to give trouble to other living entities. That is my business. I want to see that others are suffering, and then I enjoy. Nijasuka Lagi Pape Nahi Dari. For my personal sense gratification, I accept any kind of sinful activity. Dayahina Swata Paro. I'm not at all merciful, and I see only to my personal interests. Parasukha Duke Sada Mityabasi. As such, when others are suffering, I become very happy, and I'm always speaking lies. Even for ordinary things, I'm accustomed to speaking lies. Paradukha Sukha Karu. And if someone is suffering, that is very pleasant to me. Ashesha Kamana Hridi Majim Mora. I have got lots of desires within my heart, and I'm always angry and falsely prestigious, always puffed up with false pride. Madamata Sadavishaye Mohita. I'm captivated by subject matters of sense gratification, and I am almost crazy. Himsagava Vibhushana. My ornaments are enviousness and false pride. Nidralasya Hata Sukarya Virata. I'm conquered by sleep and laziness, and I'm always averse to pious activities. Akarye Udyogi Ami. And I'm very enthusiastic to perform impious activities. Patishta Lagiya Shatya Acharana. I always cheat others for my prestige. Lobahata Sadakami. I'm conquered by greediness and always lusty. Eheno Durjana Sadjana Vachita. I'm so fallen, and I have no association with devotees. Aparadi Nirantara. I'm an offender always. Shubhakarya Shunya. In my life there is not a bit of auspicious activity. Sadanatha Mana. And my mind is always attracted by something mischievous. Nana Duke Jara Jara. Therefore, at the fag end of my life, I am almost invalid by all such sufferings. Vardakye Ekona Upaya Vihina. Now in my old age, I have no alternative. Tate Dina Akinchana. Therefore, by force, I have now become very humble and meek. Bhaktivinoda Prabhur Charane Kore Duka Nivedana. Thus, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is offering his sad statements of his life's activities at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he is showing us how to be humble. There's also similar kind of sentiment, or when the demigods approach Dadachi for his bones to make a weapon to fight with Indra, he talks about real religious principles. He says, Etavan Abhyodhamma Punyashloka Upashrita Yobhuta Sukha Yobhuta Sukha. Anyway, he says, one who is happy to see the happiness of others and unhappy to see the unhappiness of others, his religious principles are considered to be perfect. Yodruvanat mananata nadamam nasho puman. Iheta Buddhadaya Shashoka. He also says, one who has no compassion for humanity and its suffering is certainly pitted by even the immovable, immoving, non-moving living entities. So we have to try to develop these qualities naturally. They may not be there. I know I feel a lot like the purport here that Srila Prabhupada has written, but somehow or other we have to overcome these lower modes and try to become better people. It's hard. When people get old, at least Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he became very humble. My mother's old, she's not become very humble. She's become even more feisty. When people become old, they become very resentful and very, they're not happy to be old. But for a devotee, we can accept, this is Krishna. He's forcing me to be humble now. I have nothing. Everything is going to be taken. And so Krishna is my real friend. So as devotees, we have the we have the great fortune of hearing from all these pure devotees how we can think, because people don't know how to think. People nowadays, I was reading, it was a survey in USA Today, it said that people are 5 times as disturbed as they were during the Great Depression. So 5 times as disturbed, we heard everybody was aghast at the descriptions of the Great Depression, but now people are 5 times as disturbed. So this Kali Yuga forces people to be always anxious, to go crazy. They're trying to find happiness and sense gratification, and there are so many different new ways to enjoy. One good thing I learned today, I'm probably a bit slow, but you can Google, I Googled this song, Amara Jivana, and it came up, the whole thing, the purport, everything. I didn't know you could do that. It was good news. Google Kijai. So then I Googled the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can Google the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, but most people, they don't Google the Srimad Bhagavatam, unfortunately. So, yes, people are full of anxiety. So, all these great personalities like Prahlad Maharaj, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they're always trying to preach, because whatever shortcomings we may have, these are overlooked when we try to spread Krishna consciousness. That Krishna is very merciful to one who is merciful to others. And so we have to really understand that this is what ISKCON is all about, that the all the great acharyas have been preachers, they've all lived for preaching, everything they did was for preaching. Bhakti, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he went through so many austerities so that he could become empowered to preach. He purified himself if he needed purifying. I'm sure he didn't really, but he chanted a billion names of the Lord in very austere circumstances, and then he gave himself sannyas so that he could preach, and then he, one might think he was a materialist. He had nice clothing, he had a fancy car, apparently it was a Jaguar. But for the sake of attracting materialistic people, he did that. So we have, generally, any living entity comes to the material world, comes here with certain defects. I'm sure we would all admit we have some of these disqualifications. But when we try to make up for it by giving people Krishna consciousness, or if we're involved in actively trying to make ISKCON stronger, then, you know, everything is overlooked, that Krishna becomes very merciful, because he wants the living entities to be with him. He's created them to be with him and love him, and they're all rotting in the material world. So that's not what they're meant for. So when we go out of our way, or we try to help, remind people that you're rotting in the material world, then Krishna's very merciful. So we can do so many things for Krishna. I don't do very much, but you know, just by cleaning the floor of the temple, Prabhupada said, that is as good as worshipping the deity, attending to the garden. Whatever we do it within the society that Srila Prabhupada created. Then, by acting, staying present within the society that Prabhupada created, then even though it may be very difficult, because these anathas may make it hard to stay within the society of devotees, so we have to really control our minds and be cooperative. Then this is very pleasing to Krishna. So in this age, people don't understand that you can control the mind, and that the mind is crazy, and that there's a difference between being humble and seeing one's anathas from being having a lack of confidence. So a lot of people, they have this dual personality. Sometimes they're very proud of themselves, and then sometimes they feel very falsely humble and they can't do anything. So a devotee has to be sane, that even though we may have so many bad qualifications, we have the Rajavidya, we have the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, we have the means to purify ourselves. And we can see from the life of Lord Chaitanya that even Lord Chaitanya, he said, that even Lord Chaitanya, he showed us how to be humble. That Trinad api sinu chaino, taro api sahishnuna, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari, that one should be more humble than the straw in the street, one should be more tolerant than a tree. You can only chant Hare Krishna with that consciousness. But then he says, Later on, at the end of the Shikshastika prayers, which are in the Anshalila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, then he says how one who has love for Krishna thinks that he does not have one speck of love for Krishna. One who actually has love for Krishna thinks he's not even a devotee. So this is the mood of a real devotee, that we are trying to become devotees. And to be a devotee is a very elevated status. To be devoted to Krishna, to be completely free without any false motives, but to do it just for Krishna's pleasure, even though pleasing Krishna may give me pain. Just like in that part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya talks about, if it means bringing my rival, Gopi, if that makes Krishna happy and it makes me unhappy, then that will make me happy. So that is the mood of Lord Chaitanya, that and then Prabhupada actually quotes something that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, that a devotee does not consider happiness or distress. So the devotee will put himself or herself into a situation to please Krishna, even if it means that it will bring suffering. So this is a real devotee. So it's hard to be like that. But this is Tapyante Lokatape Na. In the 8th canto, that verse is there. Sarva Prayaso Jana. Paramaradhanam Tadi Purusasya Kalatmana. That great devotees invariably undergo great suffering for the benefit of people at large, of the general populace. Such suffering is considered to be the highest method of worship of the Lord. So when we help others, generally we forget our own suffering. So this is why, I mean, when I sometimes go out and distribute books, even if I have some mental anxiety, when I go out, I feel happy. Because when you distribute Krishna consciousness, I'm sure you've all experienced that, when you're preaching, when you're, you know, giving people prasadam, whatever it is, when you're doing some devotional service, you feel happy. And when you chant Hare Krishna, you feel happy. And when you chant Hare Krishna in public, you're giving people the highest benediction. So I remember the offering that Shiva Ramaswamy made in the Vyasa Puja book. He said that the holy name always delivers the goods. Whether it's when you chant japa, or when you go on Harinam, or when you have a kirtan in the temple, the holy name always enlivens the soul. So this is the only way that we can actually make progress, is to chant. And when we chant, we have to try to remember these great examples of the devotees, how they're like another prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami in the Manashiksha. You can also get this by Googling it. Verse, text number 5. The highwayman of lust and his friends have bound me around the neck with the painful, horrible, powerful ropes of many wicked deeds. O mine, please scream out to the devotees of Krishna, the killer of Baka, I am being killed, then he will save me. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're talking about how Pali Maharaj is tied with the ropes. And here, Raghunath is saying he's tied with the ropes of lust and many wicked deeds. Text 6, O mind, why do you burn us both by bathing in the urine, trickling from the ass of deviousness and hypocrisy? Instead, you should delight us by eternally bathing in the glistening nectar ocean of pure love for Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari. Text number 7. As long as the impudent, untouchable woman of the desire for fame dances in my heart, why should pure love for Radha Krishna touch me? O mind, continuously serve my spiritual master, the leader of those who are dear to the Lord. Then my master will quickly kick out that Haridan. I don't know what a Haridan is. Anyone know what a Haridan is? That's the word that was... And allow that pure love to enter. So these are the obstacles that we have to overcome. Desire for fame, and hypocrisy, deviousness. So we have all these obstacles to overcome, but gradually, by following the process, then these things can be purified. So we have the weapons to destroy the ignorance and the enemies in the mind. So if we follow the process properly, then we can... But still a devotee always is humble like this. So we have to remember that this is the mood of the real devotees, to have this, to always see even one slight speck of dirt in the heart, to always remember that, you know, our goal is to get rid of all this dirt, and only then can we feel real satisfaction. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes.
I had a comment, Prabhu. It was in regards to what you were saying about the heart. And what came to mind for me was how the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a weapon of mass destruction. And it's the ultimate weapon of mass destruction. And it cleanses the heart. It destroys anything that no longer serves us, that no longer supports us in our Krishna consciousness. And if we could spread that, you know, that weapon, then we could help to cleanse the world of all this this need to control.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, the holy name alone can render all benediction. So, yeah, I mean, it's really working. You know, when the holy name, or when the preaching is done with the right mood, then things grow, you know. So ISKCON has been through a lot of different things, and, you know, there's been some problems. But as we become purified, as we become more sincere, then we will attract many, many people, and Krishna will help us. And I've seen, yesterday I saw a very nice sight. It was practically a brand new bus that Manu got, which, I don't know if you've seen that, but he managed to raise $200,000 to buy practically brand new $500,000 big fancy bus, probably the latest design. Apparently it was a repossession, so he got it a lot cheaper. So, you know, when you're sincere and you try to spread Krishna consciousness, then Krishna reciprocates. And if, so, you know, if we try to do something for Krishna, especially trying to think of Prabhupada's mood and, you know, how Krishna consciousness has to be spread, then, because people are crazy and they don't know how to feel. We're so fortunate, we know how to think. We know, you know, how to try to be humble. We know the proper mood. We know what we, you know, we've got so many examples of great devotees who are showing us how to be humble. We just have to remember that. The trouble is we don't read the books enough. We don't really remember these instructions enough. So therefore it's so important to keep hearing these things. Anything else? Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.